Today's devotional is based on Isaiah 11, verses 1 to 9, and it was written by the Reverend Norma Prina Murphy. Out of the multitude of ways to go in considering this text, here in this brief meditation, I would focus our attention on verse 1. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. On one side of my in-law's property, there was once a row of Scots pines along the street. There were at least 15 of those trees, possibly as many as 25, closely spaced. The pines were at least 30 feet tall by the time my high school boyfriend, and later husband, and I began seeing each other. But then a blight hit, and the pines died. My father-in-law cut them all down, leaving 3-foot stumps. Imagine that row of stumps. As beautiful as they had been to drive by before, that was how awfully dead and barren they looked now. No shoots ever came forth from them. Over time, they rotted, and years later were pulled down. The stump of Jesse that Isaiah speaks of is just as awfully dead and barren as those Scots pine stumps. In fact, it was worse. The kingdoms of Israel and Judah had fallen, and God's spirit was AWOL. Only in the voices of the prophets was God's spirit evident, and they were largely ignored. But there is a promise here as well, and hope. Hope today for countries laid waste by war or drought or famine. Hope for people laid waste by greed or pandemics or racial bias. Hope for the world that there will be, someday, the fullness of the reign of that shoot, which did indeed come forth, as Isaiah prophesied. Where is your life, or your congregation's life, now barren, laid waste, like a thoroughly dead stump? Can you possibly imagine a new life, or at least be willing to see God's image of new life for you? Not the same life ever again, but something transformed and new coming out of it. That is the promise of God in Christ Jesus, and it is even now in the process of being fulfilled. Can you find hope that it will be fulfilled in you as well? Let us pray. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming from tender stem hath sprung. We pray to you, good and gracious God, to bring forth the Christ in such blooming flowers, both in us and through us. We pray in the name of the Son of Jesse's son David, Jesus, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.